Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Shay. Returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
And who is this again?
Customer support.
For who?
I'm returning the call to someone that made a call into our company and
Oh,
asked.
okay. My husband is the one you probably should be talking to, and he just left, but I'll do my best.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, he tells me that he got a call from Constant Quality Gadgets on November 5th, and he took some kind of survey. And they said for taking this survey, he would get some sort of a prize, and he picked out something. And then they said, well, it would cost $5 and some cents to have that delivered to us. So the prize was something he thought he could make use of, so he agreed to pay the $5 and some cent shipping. Well, now, wonder of wonders, on our credit card charges is a $67.32 charge from your company for what? We have no idea. So we're looking for that charge to be taken away. The people at at Bank of America thought possibly it's some sort of a magazine subscription or something. They didn't know for sure, but they said to try and resolve it with you, because if you can't resolve it to our satisfaction, then they will submit a or we will submit a what do you call it? Some disagreement about the charge, disputed charges. And you'll probably never see the money anyway, so why don't you just take it off, cancel the charge? Are you still there?
Yes,
Oh, so
ma'am.
you hung up on me.
No, ma'am. I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. May I have the zip code?
The zip code is 55811.
The first and last name?
Carl B. Carlson.
Can you verify the shipping address for me?
What address? Our address? 30, or no, 2209 Hutchinson Road, Duluth, Minnesota, 55811.
Thank you for that information. Give me one second while the account loads. Okay, so I do see right here the charges that you're speaking of. It goes back to October 31st. Looks like he paid $5.74 shipping and handling for a tactical bag.
That's right. And we got the
Oh,
bag. So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
fine. That part of it's fine.
Okay, so that's what it stemmed from. It stated in the terms and conditions that this was a welcoming gift into the discount store membership. Well, it states in the terms and conditions that if you did not call and cancel within the trial period, you'll be billed the charge that you see for the price of our monthly subscription. And that's where the 6732 came in at. You're supposed to call and cancel within that trial period. But for the
He claims, I wish he was here, because he claims there was nothing like that discussed, and he took some sort of survey, and that's why he was getting this gift, supposedly, that he had to pay the shipping on. But he said there was nothing, no other discussion of anything else.
Yes, ma'am. I assure you that this was all stated on the website.
Website.
Yes, ma'am. This was done on the website. Well, he
This
took
was
the
a phone
survey.
call.
It was a phone. No, ma'am.
Yes.
This. No, ma'am. This was done on a website.
Huh. Yeah, I sure wish he was here. Well, anyhow, consider it canceled. We are canceling it. And the $67.32 charge, like I said, if you don't take that away, it will go to Bank of America as a disputed charge.
Okay. And as I stated, I understand that you're filing a dispute with your bank. What that is only a dispute, and it is not guaranteed refund. What your bank will do is contact us to get additional information. We will provide them.
Maybe they'll do that, too. But,
And we will provide them with this recording and the website where the terms and conditions state it is a trial fee. Then they will then drop the dispute, advising you to give us a call back because we can confirm that those charges are valid. I do apologize for the inconvenience and misunderstanding, but to save you some time and as a courtesy, I can issue you a refund that will reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
A refund for what? The $67.32?
I can offer you a 35% refund today that can be back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
What percent refund?
35.
A 35% refund of the $67.32?
Yes, ma'am.
That somehow doesn't sound quite right to me. We are considering, he had, how many days? Usually you have so many days to cancel something.
Yes, ma'am. This was done on October 31st, and he had 24.
I don't know what you're talking.
He has 72 hours.
The call came to us on November 5th, 6 days ago.
No, ma'am. That wasn't us. It wasn't done through a call. And this was done on October 31st, and it was done on the computer or on the website.
Well, what is your name?
My name is Shay.
Shay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're claiming this was done on a website?
Yes, ma'am, on October 31st.
Oh, boy, I don't know. Well, I don't know what to tell you about the 35% refund, but again, we're going to call Bank of America, our credit card again, and tell them it's a disputed charge, see where they want to take it.
Okay, let me see what I can do for you. Just give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so I was able to refund that whole $67.32 to you, and then you should see it back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. I was also able to cancel out the account where you will not see any more future charges to this account, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.